We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, that program is really special to my heart by a lot of great guys, including, you know, Traquan Smith, my mentor there, you know, a great receiver, came through now with the Saints. It was a great team, a brotherhood. I have a lot of family on that team now, and, you know, I feel like, you know, they helped me reach that next level of being the great player that I know I will be.
That is Gabe Davis. Some of his comments on the Zoom call he did with the media after being selected by the Bills in the draft. His head coach at Central Florida is Josh Heupel, and he is joining us right now on our Western Hotline. Josh, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on.
I wanted to ask you first, not to divulge any private conversations, but in the process the Bills went through while preparing and researching Gabe Davis, did they talk to you at all to do to do some checkups and find out a little bit about this player? And if so, what'd you tell them about Gabe?
Yeah, I had a couple of conversations with the people in the front office there about Gabe. I think they were really thorough in their evaluation of him. I think they had personnel at maybe one or two of the games here this fall as well. Gabe's the ultimate competitor, and I think that's the overriding force of who he is and what he is every single day. And you know, from the time that I arrived here, he's just continually gotten better in every way, every single day, and he's truly the first guy in the building. He's going to be the last guy off the field every day. He's got a real purpose and a real focus on what he wants to accomplish. And, you know, there's video of him, you know, after he gets drafted, you know, 45 minutes later being on the grass and playing catch and running routes. That's not for show. That's who he is every day. And I know he's really excited about this next opportunity and looking forward to growing as a player and accomplishing a lot of great things up there.
Because of that attitude and that makeup, did you lean on him or maybe look at him as a leader or hoping that would rub off on other players, that approach?
I think the first thing as a leader is just your work ethic and guys seeing you put in the work and paying the price is really the first step of that. And he exuded that every single day inside of our building this off season before his junior year. Let's say our offense is coming in the building at 9:30 and we rotate, you know, what time of day they come in. You know, he was the first one inside of the building. He was going and watching video. He had a notepad. He was critiquing, wanted to learn more about what we were doing. He wanted to learn more about defenses. During the course of game week, he was exhaustive in his preparation and studying his opponent. And that's why he played the way that he did. He played extremely fast on game day, because he understands what he's seeing on the other side of the football. And he absolutely was a leader for us. His dog mentality, his attitude, his toughness, his competitiveness that resided throughout our entire football team.
What you had him for a couple years, right? You would have coached him for 2 years?
I did, yeah.
Over the course, you may have just touched, I think, on some of that in the last answer, but over the course of time, from day one until the day he declared, what areas, in what ways did you see his game on the field grow and develop?
He really chips away at everything every day. Like, there's no one I've been around that's more focused when they get on the grass and they're getting ready for practice. He is the first one on the field. He was the last one to leave every day. You know, he'd catch 100 balls off the jug at the end of practice every single day. And that's been who he is. You know, I think from when we first got here, he did a great job of changing his body, just his makeup. He's gotten stronger. He's gotten leaner. I think that's allowed him to play as fast as he did on game day. It allowed him to play in our style of football, playing in a no-huddle system and being able to stay on the field for really every single snap, every single week. He got better at the line of scrimmage, his ability to beat man press technique. I think that's something that he takes a lot of pride in. He's a great high pointer of football and is a big-time vertical threat and will be great down in the red zone as well.
He's not a blazer. I think he ran like a 4.54. But is that something that didn't necessarily then really hold back his development or make him, a little bit would you wonder about that speed when he gets to the NFL level?
I think there's 4.4 guys that don't play 4.4 all the time. Gabe is going to play at exactly what he ran, and he's going to play that way every single snap. Because he's in the shape that you need to play that way for 60 minutes, but also because of his preparation and understanding what he's seen and anticipating what he's seen on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Those things allow him, his football IQ, allow him to play as fast as he possibly can. And you're going to get that from him every single snap.
We're with Josh Heupel, Central Florida coach, on our Western Hotline. You referenced your no-huddle offense. How did you utilize Gabe Davis? What was his role for you in your offense?
Because of our no-huddle, we play our guys outside left and right a little bit. Some unbalanced formations, or we get into 12 personnel. He would move into different positions to the right side in the slot. I would say this about him. He has the skill set to play anywhere. He's tough. He's physical. He's going to play without the ball in his hands. He's got a great understanding. I think that's one of the things that the Bills were excited about, is just his football knowledge, his football IQ, and his how intelligent he is. He will pick up on what they're doing offensively extremely well. He understands bodies and space extremely well. And so because of that, you're able to play him on the outside and on the inside as well.
With the many traits that you've been describing for us, was he a big red zone weapon for you?
Yeah, he was, absolutely. He got a bunch of targets down there, had a bunch of touchdowns. I can't remember the number of touchdowns over the last 2 years. I think it's like 23 touchdowns. He had a huge year this year, and he was a great vertical threat for us because of his ability to go high points ball and his ability to play with speed. He's got a great understanding of how to use his body. And so you put all those things together. He did a great job in the red zone as well.
And the other thing I want to ask you about him, and I'm sure the Bills would have asked you this question too, because as you know, Josh, whenever teams do their research, it's not just about on the field, it is off the field. You gave us a little bit of insight to his work ethic. What is he like as a person away from football?
First of all, the competitiveness, you're always going to see that side of him. But he's got great respect and love for his family. His younger brother is a true freshman here inside of our program, a young tight end. But a lot of what he does, his family is the driving force behind that. And he's made them extremely proud, and I know he's going to continue to do that. But he's someone that will be involved in the community as well. He's got a great future ahead of him. I'm really proud of who he and what he is every day.
Well, appreciate you giving us a little more insight on Gabe. Thanks for your time on the show with us this morning, Josh.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys. Best of luck to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.